Several of your measures continuing to move through the process this week, Senator.
Yes, on the floor, we had a bill that we were able to present on the floor, and people say a simple bill, but truly this one is. Basically, it's just asking for us to make sure that veterans designation, that status of somebody who has given us their service, is on the front of their driver's license or ID. Some people say, well, why does that matter? I just know that so many of our veterans are proud and they don't want to have to turn that over and then show somebody just for they can possibly get a discount or something that we'd love to be able to give to them. This way, it's just pretty obvious it's on the front and will remain on the front of the license.
Other measures for you as well, those that are have either yet to be heard in committee or have been and have been voted out on their way to the floor.
On their way to the floor. We were able to have a lot of conversation this week on workforce development and education. I have a bill, Senate Bill 265. It's a priority of so many of us at workforce development. We know that has a direct impact on our economic development, and it's giving us a chance to do a few things. One, it has to do with the FAFSA, which is basically an opportunity for students who are looking at post-secondary training as what kind of options they have for student loans and support on that training. And it also talks about innovation waivers. And so when you think about innovation waivers, what is that and how is that related to workforce development? Basically, for our school districts to be able to truly meet the needs of all the kids that they are serving, giving those school districts a waiver to innovate and to solve the problems that they have there to make sure that those kids are prepared for the workforce is just a real opportunity. There may be some particular regulation or statute or something that is just keeping them from doing what they would like to do. And so what this does is it gives them an opportunity to come together with their community, school district, and put together a plan. So this plan is presented to the state board, and from there they can have some relief of those particular regulations that are keeping them from being able to do what they know they want to do, and that's the best job for their kids. So that innovation waiver is in that Senate Bill 265. And another little piece of that is we know that we have a teacher shortage, that with COVID and this and that and so many retirements, districts are struggling to put experienced professionals in front of the classroom. And so we are looking to extend right now what we have is that if you have retired from public education, that you can come back and work for a couple of years. And so what this is doing is kind of extending that to where you can come back and work in public education for 4 years. It just gives us a little bit larger pool to draw from, some of those retirees. And I know that as a school lady, there's been several times when I'd go to a ball game and I'd see somebody and say, I sure wish you could come back to work for us. And so this may give us a little more opportunity to bring those people back in. We also had some committee action on our work with the sheltered workshop. As we have talked before, we know that it's very important for us to be able to protect those sheltered workshops so that they're not negatively affected by some federal rules and regs coming down. Right now, what's happened is that bill that's going to allow our sheltered workshops to continue to provide a commensurate wage to their clients. That bill has been passed out now, so we'll see it on the floor. So we're seeing some movement there. I know that's something that's of great interest to most of the folks that are associated and aware of just the value of those sheltered workshops and what it does for those clients and those folks who are working there. That's some good news for us. And we've had some visitors here. Every week we get to have a few people who make the drive up, and very proud to have the students and their teachers from Mount Zion Bible School there in Ava. Fantastic group of educators and students, and it's always fun to see the smiles on those kids' faces and as they're walking around and just the pride that they have being able to visit and see their capital. And I'm thrilled that our Mount Zion Bible School makes it a point to bring those kids up each year. And also a lady from where I used to work down in West Plains, Janet Crow, a good friend of mine, she brought in the women from, I guess, across the state, but she brought in some of the members of the Cattle Women of Missouri, just like we have the Cattle Men of Missouri. They came up and was introduced themselves and thanked me for their support. I've always been a strong supporter of the ag community and obviously of those folks who raise cattle.